Today we begin our first in a series of conversations that we are calling Flowing Desire into Cash. And as we begin, we invite you to consider the terms that we are using for the purpose of this particular conversation. So when we talk about flow, we're talking about movement. You are a being of light, and physical reality is moving through you. It's not moving around you. It's moving through you. It's flowing through you. The idea of who you are has taken shape as and form as your body and a personality with a name. Where you are at this right hot minute is the right place at the right time in the right way, and the physical reality that surrounds you is rising up to meet you. And it's wonderful. It's quite delightful, and it's quite delicious indeed. So you're in this right place at this right time in this right way with things that are exactly right for you are indeed a master of manifesting. If you do not believe this, that's fine. If you think that you have proof that says otherwise, that's fine too. We can see who you are. We don't see the details of who you are, but we see who you are generally. And we know that if you have a body and you have a personality, and you're paying attention to what we're saying, not because we're so smart, but because we're manifesting for you on your behalf and to your benefit, we are one of your manifesting forms. We do know that your mastery is set. That's done. So there's not anything that we ever offer that is about improving how you do all of this. Everything we're doing here is reminding you of who you really are. So as such, as we talk about flowing desire into cash, we remind you that manifesting reality is flowing through you. It's not moving around you, it's moving through you. As our friends Abraham would say, it's flowing downstream, and we're going to be making reference to that. The desire that we respond to, or that react to, or that we talk about as it's brought to the table, is the very thing that's rising up to make this manifesting possible. You do not have a single desire for a single thing. You are a multidimensional being, and you have a lot of different things wrapped in together, some of which look like they're going in a straight line, where you have a desire, let's say, for cash, dollars, pounds, or euro. And so you propose to do something in order to make that money, and that's your straight line of desire. But you do not have any straight lines of desire. Everything you have is manifesting through you, and it's multidimensional and multiform, even though it looks like it's just one single thing. Flowing desire into cash basically means allowing yourself to have what you want. Allowing, flowing, these are the same word. And in the particular instance of what you want, we're talking about the desire you have for cash, which is already manifesting. You already have plenty of cash. You're just adding to it. It's just amplifying. So in the manifesting of cash, it's not happening because you're doing something or you're making something happen. We understand that you may believe, again, through that straight line of desire turned into action, then results, that it looks like you did something to make the money. You sold something to a client or a customer, or you hired yourself out to an employer. And in exchange for whatever the contract implied or written, you got paid. That's how you, quote unquote, made the money. But you don't make money. You've never made money in your life. And that brings us to the term cash. So if you'll notice, it sounds like we're using cash and money interchangeably, but we're not. Cash is what you have. We're not talking necessarily about currency notes, although that may be part of it. It could be currency notes. It could be coins. It could be, and most likely is, the vast majority of it is bits and bytes of data on a computer somewhere or across many computers that are tied to plastic cards or devices that you can then go about in the world and use to spend the money that you wish to spend, to use the cash that you wish to use in the way you wish to use it. You can move it around. You can store it over here. You can shift it over there. You can invest it. It's what you have access to. It's what an economist would call M1. It's what's immediately at your disposal. Money is an idea that is abstract in nature. We distinguish between the two because we have these conversations and have had them for quite some time with our physical friends who will come to us and say, how do I make more money? And we say, well, A, you don't make, and B, there is no money. But you can have more cash, and it might involve action on your part as part of the facilitating, as part of the agency, that it will not be because of what you do. It will be because of what you desire and what you allow and what you're willing to have. And that's what this series of conversations is about. It's actually about how easy this is. And that brings us to our favorite example about the ease of manifesting cash. If you think of what you know, particularly from movies or television, that once upon a time, you might have been sitting on a front porch looking at the hills in the distance and wondering when the Wells Fargo wagon was going to arrive with your goodies from the Sears and Roebuck Company in Chicago. And that might be a new pair of shoes, it might be some new clothing, it might be a house. And you sit and you sit and you wait and you wait, and the days go by, and you generally know it might be in June, or it might be on or around June 15th, kind of depending upon the weather and what might have happened up the line, if there was a problem with the train or with the stagecoach or whatever it might have been. But eventually the Wells Fargo wagon does come over the hill, and then you, along with most of your town, run out to go see what goodies they brought with them. You yourself might have an experience in the past where you spent time with a parent in a car at a drive-thru waiting for the bank to open or close so that you could get your money. Or you stood in a long line at a bank somewhere in the middle of town waiting to get cash. You had a check in hand. You were to deposit it, take some cash with you, leave the rest in the bank. You might have had that moment where it's a Friday and you realize, oh, the banks are closed on Saturday and Sunday. I have to go get cash my check now. I need to go write a check. Or it's Saturday, so I'm going to go to the grocery store and write a check and stand in line and write a check so that I can get my cash so I can go disco and boogie for the evening. And then along came plastic cards, and then along came machines that you could put plastic cards in, and they would spit out currency notes. And then it got faster and faster and faster. So right now, where you're sitting at this red hot minute, literally anyone on the planet can send you cash for any reason at any moment. It's almost instantaneous. It's just the amount of time it takes for the transaction to go through in terms of a database exchange, a little bit by and boop, and then you've got your cash. If you think that the progression from Wells Fargo as a wagon to having this almost instantaneous transfer of cash available to you right now happened incidentally, we're here to remind you it did not. No matter where you kind of sit on the timeline of what we kind of outlined, no matter where you started off, it's never been easier than it is right now to have cash manifest for you. You're not waiting for a check to come in the mail. That might happen. A wagon might very much pull up in front of your house, we don't know, and deposit boxes of gold. That could happen. But what's most likely going to happen, in fact, can easily and effortlessly happen, is bip, bop, boop. There's a bit of a data transfer, and there you have cash immediately available to you to spend as you desire. This is not coincidental. This is happening because of you. This is happening for you. It's happening on your behalf, and it is happening to your benefit. Allowing cash to rise up to meet you is much, much easier than you probably have trained yourself to believe. And we just demonstrated it. You can right now manifest cash almost instantly just by being willing to allow yourself to have it. But that's the key. Being willing to allow yourself to have it. That's where it all happens. You are in the right place at the right time, right here and right now with what you're manifesting. You're not lacking anything. You may have thoughts about lack, but that's all they are. You do not have a demonstrable lack. If you pay attention to what is happening in the present moment, you will see there is plenty. it's not done. It's not finished. You're continuously evolving. You're manifesting. It's flowing. Things are expanding, evolving, and flowing. They're happening as a result of where you're putting your attention. If you put your attention on lack, you're going off into what we like to call the abstract. You can't demonstrate lack. Lack is not actually perceptible with your eyes or your ears. Now, you can say, there were five apples. Someone took two apples, and now there are three apples, but I need five apples for this pie. So I'm lacking two apples in order to get the pie done. That's not lack, though. You have three apples. History, your memory, will tell you that two apples are gone. You had the five, and now you're at a loss, having two missed. But you're having three, and if you allow yourself to have the two, or allow yourself to open up to the possibility of what can happen here, and instead of trying to fix the problem of the two apples missing, you decide that this apple pie will take care of itself, and that either you'll make one with three apples and maybe some crackers, or, which might turn out to be really delicious in a way you were not expecting, or two apples will make themselves present. Being willing to allow this, however, and not fighting the lack of two apples is the key. When you push against the lack and you try to make it real so that you can overcome it, which is what most of you have trained yourself to do about most things, most ways. When you identify a problem, you've identified the problem, so now you must implement the solution. Today being the day of your great good, and now being the time, and here being the place where everything is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit, where all is well, you do not need to do anything. You can do just about anything you want. In fact, you have no obligation to do any one thing ever. So it might be a really good idea to decide that you're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now, and that all is well. Today being the day of your great good, and now being the time, and here being the place where all of this is happening, everything is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. These are things we say a lot, but we don't say them to be placating. We're not trying to make you feel better by saying these things. We're telling you what is true. Flowing desire into cash is what you are doing. It's what you've always been doing. We're just talking about it. We're going to talk about it in ways that are applicable, that are useful, that you can use to help yourself have more of what you're wanting. But as with all things, this starts with imagination. Today being the day of your great good, and now being the time, and here being the place where this is happening, all is well. That's what's happening. That is what is happening right now. And even though we know that by talking about cash, you're going to be thinking about money and what you have and don't have, and comparing it and measuring it and evaluating it and trying to decide what you need to do in order to get more, we're here to remind you very specifically that allowing cash to rise up to meet you is much, much easier than you might think. All it really requires is imagining, intending, and allowing, which are all really the same thing, just broken up into artificial pieces. So on that note, we bring this conversation to a close and move into the process that we're offering here today. We remind you that this is a process you can use as it pleases you to do so. You can either join in with us, or you can step back and listen and watch to see what it is that you want to use going forward. In any event, we highly recommend that you allow yourself to pay attention to the fact that there are pieces and parts of this that are going to be useful, and perhaps pieces and parts of it that are not going to be useful. And for you to take what it is that does help you, and then amplify that as it is your pleasure to do so. So on that note, we bring the conversation to a close, and we begin the process with these following words.